This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Earnings season, by the strange rhythms of Wall Street, happens four times a year, always led, for some reason, by Alcoa. The big banks get their turn in the spotlight tomorrow. JPMorgan Chase and Wells Fargo will report quarterly profits, and the numbers will be closely watched for signs of what bank revenues can tell us about how the economy's going overall. But it's entirely possible the picture's not going to be all that crystal clear, because banks can adjust, shall we say, what they report by dipping into their rainy day funds. Marketplace's Mark Garrison's going to tell us how that works.
Rainy day hardly describes the financial crisis, more like endless monsoon. So banks stashed lots of money away to cover bad loans, but now the weather is better, so banks are moving money from the reserve into the profit column. Johns Hopkins business professor Yuval Bar-Or says that's not sketchy.
After financial downturns, during which banks are forced to reserve more, they begin to release those reserves, so there's nothing unusual about that.
Reserves can be huge. A Wall Street Journal analysis found in the past year, Bank of America got nearly half its pre-tax income from its reserve. For Citigroup, more than a third. It's nice to have at a time when bank profits have been hurt by new regulations and low interest rates. Former Fed Governor Randall Krosner says the Securities and Exchange Commission can get suspicious of swollen rainy day funds.
The SEC is concerned about banks holding too many reserves because they could potentially release those to be what is perceived as manipulating earnings.
The SEC says, hey, the weather's fine. Stop hoarding all this cash. Bank regulators are the pessimists with golf umbrellas. They worry about heavy rain returning, so they want banks with lots of emergency money. Banking consultant Bert Ely says it's tricky to get the number right.
How much ought to be in a loss reserve is much more art than science. You know, essentially trying to predict the future.
And as we know, the big banks didn't do so well predicting the future before the housing bust. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.